Some things are etched into our memories forever, and many other things it's easy to forget. It's not that these things are less important, it's just that we must practice disciplines of remembering. For instance, some people are good at remembering names, while for others, it takes more effort for names and faces to finally click together. The same can be true with birthdays, drinking enough water throughout the day, and completing the various items on our to-do list. And this can also play out in remembering to express love in ways others can receive. We want to love those around us well, but we often forget. Perhaps we're simply distracted, or maybe our initial good efforts eventually wane and become non-existent. Whatever the case, it's not that we don't care. In fact, we hate seeing the pain our forgetfulness causes, and we seek to make amends as soon as possible. But making this initial amends, while a good first step, doesn't help us to remember for next time. We must put into practice disciplines of remembering. For example, certain rituals allow us to establish rhythms to remember. Perhaps we write a love note to our wife every Wednesday morning, or have a guy's night every third Friday. These repeated actions help us when we might otherwise easily forget. Technology is also very convenient. We can set up as many reminders as needed to remember the important things of life. Of course, the reminder itself is not enough. Discipline is needed in humbling setting up the reminder when we know it's easy for us to forget, and discipline is also needed in actually following through with what we're trying to remember. While not intentional, forgetting keeps us from becoming the man God has called us to be. Don't let forgetting rob you of your impact. Practice the disciplines of remembering to show up consistently in the fullness of your strength and love.